From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. It wasn't enough to get the animal cookies out of their cages. A new petition has been launched by animal activists calling on Mother's Cookies and their parent company Kellogg's to change the name of Circus Animal Cookies. Nabisco recently designed its packaging of their cookies to feature cage-free animals, and now a Care 2 spokesman says animals in the circus are often severely abused. The online petition by Care 2 reportedly gathered over 10,000 signatures within 24 hours of launching. Talks regarding the North American Free Trade Agreement are scheduled to pick up again as chief negotiators from the U.S. and Canada continue to push to reach an understanding. Dairy policy remains the main issue preventing an agreement between the countries, who are quickly approaching their end-of-the-month deadline. As AgWeb.com reports, Canada seems to be offering concessions on dairy policies and other issues, but wants to preserve certain parts of the original deal that include anti-dumping dispute panels. As Costco prepares to be the first U.S. retailer to integrate its meat supply to the farm level, a new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division predicts other food retailers and food service companies may be prompted to reevaluate their own supply chain integration opportunities. Next September, Costco is slated to open a new chicken complex in Nebraska. Costco's rotisserie chickens have become a major traffic driver for in-store customers, while available supplies of whole birds at targeted weights have declined. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.